This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Senate Tuesday afternoon approved the 2018 Farm Bill, titled the Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018. Senators, without debate, approved the bill 87-13, placing action on the House of Representatives to pass and send the legislation to President Trump for his signature. Ranking Democrat of the House Agriculture Committee last week said almost all House Democrats support the bill. Farm groups across the spectrum of agriculture expressed support for the bill and called on lawmakers to move the farm bill across the finish line. The American Farm Bureau Federation endorsed the bill while calling for final approval. AFBF President Zippy Duval called the bill a complete package, which gives farmers and ranchers the needed tools to weather this ongoing storm, referring to the farm economy. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says passage of the bill cannot come soon enough as farmers and ranchers face the worst farm economy decline in more than 30 years. Johnson calls the bill a critical step toward providing relief. The Farm Bill also makes promised reforms to better serve dairy farmers. The National Milk Producers Federation says the bill provides support to a struggling dairy sector. The updated dairy program includes higher coverage levels and a renamed margin protection program that addresses deficiencies in the current program's feed-to-cost formula, and it also has greater flexibility to allow producers of all sizes to access the Tier 1 premium rates, as well as expanded access to additional risk management tools that allow producers to participate in both MPP and the Livestock Gross Margin Insurance Program. Also applauded by the National Milk Producers Federation, the bill includes full funding for trade promotion programs and nutrition provisions intended to enhance consumption of fluid milk. The National Milk Producers Federation says the law's provisions build on improvements enacted by the Bipartisan Budget Act earlier this year, including dairy safety net reforms as well as risk management provisions. And in news from the Chinese trade war, China will soon announce the first purchase of U.S. soybeans under an agreement between the U.S. and China at the G20 summit. Following the conversation, President Trump announced the purchase as the two nations enter trade talks. Bloomberg News reports China plans to announce the purchases this month, which will be destined for state reserves. The final decision will be made by the state council or cabinet, and details to be decided include whether the volume should be 5 million tons or 8 million tons, and if commercial companies should buy a further 2 million tons and be reimbursed for the 25% tariffs. Resuming purchases of U.S. soybeans should help offset some of the trade-related economic downfalls for U.S. farmers, as China is the world's biggest consumer of soybeans, but stopped U.S. purchases after implanting tariffs against the United States. And we're back on this Wednesday afternoon with news from Springfield. The Illinois Pork Producers Association, on behalf of their 1,600 members, would like to applaud the passing of the 2018 Farm Bill Conference Report in the Senate. Illinois was fortunate enough to have three local representatives on the 2018 National Pork Producers Council Farm Bill Task Force, which was able to help funnel information from farmers to Washington. Ken Mastioff, current past president of the National Pork Producers Council and pig farmer from Carlisle, Gary Assay, National Pork Board member and pig farmer from Osco, and Jennifer Tyree, executive director of the Illinois Pork Producers Association, were all powerful voices in sharing pork-related issues with Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue during his visits to Illinois for Farm Bill hearings. Under the new Farm Bill, the USDA will be able to use funds for a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank and for National Farm and Health Safety Laboratory Network, which will provide disease surveillance and diagnostic support and for state efforts to prepare for any foreign animal disease outbreak. This is a huge win for the pork industry, says Mike Hagg, IPPA president and pig farmer from Emmington. The IPPA has been proactive in distributing awareness and educational resources to farmers as foreign animal diseases, especially the African swine fever, continue to be a threat for our country. Illinois pig farmers believe that the ability to respond to foreign animal disease emergencies is critical to safeguard the well-being of our animals and the economy, as well as the safety of our food supply. We are urging President Trump's final approval. In other news, just yesterday I had Montgomery County Farm Bureau Manager Katie Wilson in studio to talk about the Farm Bureau Young Leaders and an event they will be holding this Saturday in Hillsboro.
I have a couple of young leaders I'd like to brag about while I have the chance. Heath Houck, who's from Nokomis area, actually was serving not only on our local young leader committee in the county, but he also was serving as chairman for the state committee. And he gave a retiring address at the annual meeting in Chicago and did a very nice job. And I know he's had a busy year, but he was able to experience a lot of rewarding trips and activities and got a network with young leaders across the state. So just wanted to congratulate Heath on an awesome year and a nice job on his speech. And we also had a state discussion meet participant, Claire Geiger, who is also from the Nokomis area. She actually serves as one of the FFA advisors for Nokomis High School. Participated in that. She started at the district level, won the district meet, and advanced on to state, and actually made it to the Sweet 16 round of the discussion meet. She didn't advance on to the Final Four, but was very close, so just wanted to congratulate her on a good job, and she did a really nice job representing Montgomery County. So just a few things that took place at the annual meeting in Chicago, but we had a great time, and it went really well.
That's great, Katie. It sounds like Heath and Claire have done Montgomery County proud. And not only have you and the young leaders been attending the meeting in Chicago, you also have something coming up this Saturday in Hillsboro?
That's right. So as I said already, we've got things that go on locally and then also statewide. So this is a local program. It's the inaugural program for this, I guess we'll call it. This Saturday, which is December 15th, we are co-sponsoring an event that's called A Very Country Christmas. We're working on this with Greg Holcomb's office out of Hillsboro. He's a country financial representative. So this is a family event, and it's for the kiddos, and we're celebrating Christmas. There's going to be games. There's going to be an opportunity to get a picture with Santa Claus, have some treats out of Mrs. Claus's kitchen, and it's all happening in Hillsboro at the Moose Lodge. And this starts at 8 a.m. on Saturday and runs until 11 a.m., and it's free. Free event, open to the public, and we just invite you to bring your family and to have some fun and celebrate Christmas with us.
And again, that was Katie Wilson, manager at Montgomery County Farm Bureau. And one last little reminder for you, we'll have another chance to win a $20 pork certificate from the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers after closing commodities here at 134 on WSMI. That's all I have for this Wednesday afternoon. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.